This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is wonderful to be here this morning live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'm very excited to welcome to the show. And by the way, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to tweet along. Kevin Downey Jr. is a comedian. He'll be playing at Parks coming up in June. And he writes all kinds of great things at PJ Media. He writes for Gutfeld. He writes for so many people. Kevin Downey Jr., welcome to the show.
Woo!
Hey, man. Woo! Thanks for having me. How you doing? Thank you. You're too kind.
Well, it's great to have you. How's the state of comedy in the world today? Has anybody physically assaulted you on stage?
I have not been physically assaulted yet, but you know what? It's coming. It's coming to that. That guy that attacked Chappelle, I don't know if you saw him. He was triggered. He was triggered three times. Trigger, like more triggers than Ted Nugent's gun safe. That guy was out of his mind. And he felt he had the right to do it. These entitled libs, they just think, I'm angry, so you're going to hear about it.
Entitled Angry Libs. I love it. That sounds like a band name, doesn't it?
Yes.
A really bad one. Yeah, they opened for Echo and the Bunny Men, and they were horrible.
Well, but, you know, this nut who attacked Chappelle said, I think he should have to run his material by all these different marginalized communities. Imagine if you had to do that, Kevin. You had to pass out your jokes to everybody and go, is anybody offended?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up to, you know, the Sunshine Cafe and coffee shop and say, hey, you with the purple hair, does this offend you? I can't believe. See, that's what they think, though. That's where we are now. This homeless, whatever it was, homeless, bisexual, I don't know, flower, whatever he was, once Chappelle should run his jokes past me. I mean, you've got a knife in your hand disguised as a gun.
You bring a fake gun to a knife fight. I mean, what is that about? You know what I mean?
Yep. That was great.
And I mean, you know, and then you had the whole thing with Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais comes out and gives a special, and now he's got to turn around and not apologize. He did not, thank God, but he has to explain himself because the snowflakes at Netflix don't understand that comedians tell jokes.
Yes, they don't get that. You know what? I wish I wrote this. I didn't. It said the gay movement was libertarian. The trans movement is authoritarian. And I thought, that's 100% correct. You know, this guy decides he's a woman, Carl becomes Carla, and you better obey. You better call him Carla, or you can be sued, you can be stabbed on stage. It's just insane to me the amount of power this tiny group of angry, confused people can wield over us. It's ridiculous.
Now, what did you think of Beto O'Rourke interrupting the governor's press conference the other day?
Oh, my God. You know, I think they're really trying to out-clown one another. He did that. That was humiliating. And then Obama comes out with a tweet that says, hey, a bunch of dead kids, and let's not forget George Floyd. Painful to me how they're just standing on a pile of dead children to make their stupid points and just humiliate themselves. That should cost him. I don't know why. I don't know why anyone pays attention to Beto. And I don't know why he calls himself Beto. I mean, he's as white as I am, and suddenly he wants to be Mexican, and he's going through names. How about Pedro? Nah, let's try the Frito Bandito. That's a little race. Oh, Beto. I'm going to go with Beto. He's brute. Now, there's no reason that man should run again. He needs to get a job.
I think nobody would hire him. That's why he has to keep running for office, Kevin, because it's the only job he can get, apparently.
It's got to be, and I don't know what he does. I think he married a rich woman, so he can just sit around and wait to lose more elections. I really don't know what that guy does for a living other than humiliate himself.
He
Kevin
down in Jersey. Abrams.
what do you think of her?
Abrams of Texas. I don't know what she does either, but for some, they just give these people money and say, "All right, another election, 2 years. Don't forget to screw that one up. We'll see you. See you then, Stacey."
Now you're going to be at Parks Casino performing on Thursday, June 2nd. We're excited to see you there. I think
it's
you're
be
coming,
great.
Right?
it's I am. It's Joe DeVito from Gutfeld, Jessica Collazo, and myself. It's going to be great.
Now you write for other people too. I mean, you've been on Gutfeld, right?
Yes. I'm supposed to be on. I was supposed to be on twice, and then I got canceled twice. So I'm sort of like there, about to go on, and then I don't go on.
All right. Well, you're not canceled, are you? Like the libs do to the people when they cancel them? It's not like that.
No. You know how? No. The way it works, hey, we're going to have you on. Okay, I'm open next week. Oh, sorry, we got Dana Loesch. Okay, no problem. She's bigger than I am. You know, that sort of thing.
Well, you're okay in our book, Kevin Downey Jr., I'll tell you. Now, I'm confused, though, because you say you love bourbon, but then you said you stopped drinking.
Oh, I never stopped drinking.
Oh, good.
I know,
all right.
That was for Dry Bar.
What's Dry Bar?
Dry Bar is a show where it's a comedy thing online, and you can't drink. You can't even talk about drinking because they're all Mormons. So I had to change all my jokes to, I used to drink, but I don't anymore. That was all a big lie. I was lying for a paycheck. I'm not gonna give you there.
There's nothing wrong with that. Because we're live at the Grand Hotel at Cape May right now, and I'm drinking a Bloody Mary, so I didn't want to offend you.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
If you were doing Dry May or something stupid like that, you know.
No, you're doing what we call beating the world. Everyone else is getting up and go to work, and you're having a cocktail. You're beating the world, sir.
Yeah. It's one of the only perks left in being in radio, Kevin. Now, how do you think Joe Biden's doing as president?
Oh man, I don't see how Obama can put his hand inside that puppet's bottom every day and make him talk. It's got to be exhausting for him.
It's just not right.
Get Plame over here. Someone's got to take over. Oh, it's brutal. I don't think he won. I don't think he's doing anything. I think they just pump him full of Adderall and say, Joe, please don't screw up today. Don't shake hands with any ghosts. I think it's painful.
You think he has to stick to the teleprompter, Kevin?
Oh, man. I teleprompter on a good day. I think he's one of those things, you pull the string and, oh, God, what's he going to say this time? Remember those toys he had as kids? The president says, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Uh-oh, that was a bad one.
It's like Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
It's about as out there as that. Well, listen, we're excited to see you Thursday, June 2nd. I'll be there as well, so it'll be great to chat with you and hang out backstage. And, you know, you're a very funny guy, so we appreciate that. And you also write some really great conservative opinions over at PJ Media. So thank you, sir. Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't know, have you been following the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial? You have any thoughts on that?
You know what? I'm proud to say I've never heard a Justin Bieber song. I've never seen an episode of The Kardashians, and I haven't watched one moment of Johnny Depp or Amber Heard.
God bless you for that. Why you have your sanity.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's a lot to talk about with you next week at Parks, so we're excited for that. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Kevin Downey Jr., everybody. Thanks,
Woo!
Buddy.
Thank you. I'll see you there. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, 855-839-1210. Let's see. Now, can I talk to you for a second about what you do on your, you know, your recreational side, the Cape May County Young Republicans? You'd rather not. All right, just check it. I didn't say your name.
We didn't say who that was.
I just have a friend here who's, you know, young and like-minded. And, you know, it's just important to remember because people don't really realize that about people. But I understand she's got to sell things, so... You don't want more messages like that, you know.
Well, I always say
I was gonna come, but I heard you're a young Republican, and the Cape May and Zioli, and we were gonna do a young socialist event, but we're not going to do it anymore because we wanted it to be free anyway. Because none of us have money, because we all have master's degrees in French history.
They want to squat.
Nobody will hire us.
They want to squat here.
But how about Bob, the owner of the Grand Hotel Cape May? You want to come on and say hello real quick? Come on, grab a headset. I want to say hello. Come on. We roll with things on the show, and I love doing that.
Yes.
I don't run by the producer. Yes.
It's the most unprepared show ever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, preparation. Why did you print these stories out for me? I'm not going to use any of them. All right. Just kidding. Bob, good morning. It's great to see
good
you.
Morning.
Bob is the owner of the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and a great friend. So, good morning. How you doing?
If I were doing any better, I'd be twins.
Now, what's it like, I mean, to own a hotel? And I mean, it's not often you talk to somebody who owns this is a very big hotel with a really big pool, not a bird bath like some of the other places around here. What's it like?
It's fun. It's fun. You get to meet great people like this every day. It's a challenge, but we have a great staff here, a great team, and I love it.
Yeah?
Wouldn't do anything else.
What was
except
it
maybe
like
radio.
Listen. We can trade if you want. It's no problem.
No thanks.
And what was it like during the pandemic? Was it tough for you guys?
It was. But we had fun.
Good.
We made the best of it. Each day we would work. Our internal staff would still be here. And then we made, well, maybe I shouldn't say this. We went to this speakeasy
every
afternoon, and we set up games, cornhole, ring toss. Mm-hmm. So we made the best of it.
And that's fantastic, by the way. I think a speakeasy is the way to go.
It was the metaverse, not really.
Yeah, not real.
Because we're
right?
in New Jersey.
We won't say where it was.
It was just a fictional metaverse.
That's right.
Alleged.
And how is it now with you have all the employees you need, or are you guys still trying to hire people?
We have most of the employees on board, but we're still looking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing, though, in this economy? Like, still places need to hire people.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But then again, that's part of the Brandon administration.
Where does Bob stand politically? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Yeah, it's that. That's the thing about the Brandon administration. People still feel like they don't need to work. And why is that, huh?
I don't know. I guess they're lazy.
Let's go, Brandon. That's right. We're not going to fly that flag. Well, we could, actually. But then you might get more drunk messages. That's the only problem. I saw that flag. The hotel business has got to be a challenging business from dealing with the state of New Jersey as well, I would imagine. They must be a pain in the neck.
Oh, they're a peach. It's amazing. Anything they can do to stop us. It's not just the hotel industry. It's everything.
Really?
Sure. New Jersey's brutal. Let's move to Florida.
Yeah, we could. We got the boat.
Let's go.
Bob's got this great boat. We want to do a live show from the boat. We just got to figure out the technology of that. But I think that would be a wonderful thing to do at some point, you know?
Just need a long cord.
Yeah, it's a long cord to reach the shore. Or a plug into a windmill if they're out there.
As a matter of fact, the boat captain's right back there.
Oh, yeah?
Right by the
there
elevator.
He is. Hey, wow. Captain,
hey,
how
captain.
Are you?
Woo!
Excellent. How big is this boat?
80 foot.
80 foot. Wow.
Nice.
Is it easy to dock? It's a piece of cake, right? Like a pontoon boat. Easy. I think we should go out into the 80-footer and have a good time. It should be fun, right?
Let's do it.
Now, the Grand Hotel, what I love about this place is you got the grand money. Where'd the grand money concept come from?
Wow, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was something that we came up with just to give back a little bit to the guests who are staying here over longer periods of time. And the grand money could be used in the restaurant, at our beach concessions, at the pool bar, a gift shop, just about anywhere here on the property.
Now, you set up on the beach. You can have lunch on the beach, but you can't do booze on the beach.
Unfortunately, not yet. That's the city of Cape May does frown upon booze on the beach.
Yeah, I frown upon
I don't,
that.
But...
I don't. Yeah, I was going to say, I frown upon them frowning upon it.
Oh, as a matter of fact...
Come on, bring the man his mimosa. Come on. Priorities here.
If I can say my priority, and you know this, even though the pool is great, the beds are comfy, is I did not bring my Lysol spray, and they tease me about it, is this hotel is immaculate.
True.
And that is the number one thing to me. I don't care how nice a place is, and I've stayed in some of the best hotels in the world, but it has to be clean.
When Dawn goes into a room, it's a true story. She pulls out the sheet I have the wand, on the bed and checks for bed bugs.
I do. I'm
and
not
she doesn't
kidding.
Put anything on the floor or furniture. She like holds everything until she can make sure the room's clean. So for her to stay and sleep over at a hotel, this never happened before.
I'm a freak.
So there you go. Well, cheers, brother. How's the mimosa?
Delicious.
Delicious? The Bloody Mary's fantastic. Mm. Alcohol is definitely underrated in the morning. It really is. I mean, we should do this every day.
No.
No, because it's like one of those things where you have an excuse. You know, no one's judging you in this room right now. In fact, we're only judging you if you're not having a Bloody Mary or a mimosa. That's a wonderful thing, right? To be with like-minded people. That's a good thing. So this weekend we got steel drums, right? A little magic show.
Absolutely. And we also have at our fire pit area, Jenny from the Block will be entertaining us from 4 to 7.
Wow. Is Ben Affleck coming too?
No, we kicked him out.
Woo! Well, obviously you can book your stay at the Grand Hotel by going to grandhotelkatemay.com. And those two beautiful ladies over there, Kellyanne and Caitlin, will take great care of you as well. For events, corporate events, weddings, beachfront weddings would be beautiful. We got a Zioli Army beachfront wedding coming next October. And also bridal showers, baby showers, whatever you need. I'm taking Patrick to the arcade later. We went in the pool last night, the indoor heated pool if it rains. And these midweek packages, you stay 3 nights, you get $50 a night in grand money. 5 nights, you get $60 a night in grand money. 7-night package, you get $70 per night in grand money. You can use it the way you want it, just like Bob said, for all those various different things. So it'll be a lot of fun. GrandHotelKateMay.com is where we are today. GrandHotelKateMay.com. Thank you all for coming out. It's fantastic. Oh, I love your shirt. And I love your mimosa. Look at that. Zioli Army shirt in the back. Look at that.
Yes.
That's great. GrandHotelKateMay.com. Bob, thanks for having us. This is fantastic.
Rich,
and thanks for your
awesome
support. We appreciate it. You know, I mean this sincerely.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
It's, woo!
I can't say it enough. You know, all the BS with the woke corporations and all their nonsense. And, you know, there's more of us than there are of them. That is the truth. There really are. And it's time that people push back against this nonsense. Like, I'll give you an example. The Daily Wire, they started Jeremy's Razors to push back on another razor company who I won't mention because they decided they want to advertise with the Daily Wire, and they're doing gangbusters. There's more of us than them, and it's time we push back on this cancel culture nonsense and stop with this thinking like sheep. So I got to say, you know, bravo to Bob and his team at the Grand for standing with us, despite drunken messages from phony, non-paying customers, right? You want to do some news with Dawn?
Sure.
Why don't you kick it over to her?
Oh, Dawn. Wow. Over to you, Dawn.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Look at that.
There we go.
Bro, look at that.
Woo! And we are sponsored this morning by, ironically, Discover Lancaster. But it's not as good in Lancaster.
Oh, that's good. I love that. You're paying for that. She's like, you know. I mean, I wouldn't go there, but, you know.
It's like,
oh, my Lord.
Way Rob, to go, Dawn.
Rob,
way to go.
Rob, don't pull that air check, please. Thanks.
I mean, I'm just saying, I wouldn't go, but you may want to.
I love Lancaster.
I mean, if you're Amish.
We are sponsored this morning, this May 27th, Friday morning, Zioli Show News Live, sponsored by Discover Lancaster. So much in the news happening. I'll talk about erosion at the Jersey Shore and which Philadelphia franchise ranks among the top in the nation. But we do have some developing stories. Fire crews sifting through the rubble of that huge house explosion. They still don't know what caused this. Rocking a Montgomery County community, leaving at least 4 people dead, several homes just demolished and others damaged. So neighbors reporting about 8 o'clock last night that they heard what sounded like a bomb going off, running for cover. You know, families with little kids, it's 8 o'clock at night on a school night and a work night and so on. So this is Pottstown Borough, the manager confirming 2 people are hospitalized this morning. They still know that there are 2 people missing. They're not releasing names, but firefighters, police, EMS responding to these calls. And we know that Red Cross is on the scene this morning. So we've got federal authorities joining the search for answers in this one. All Pottstown schools are closed today for students as well as staff. And this is why this is because of this explosion. Superintendent Stephen Rodriguez announcing that late last night. that our thoughts and prayers go out to these families when schools open again. Our counselors and psychologists as well will be available to provide support. And of course, across the nation, everybody's thinking about, and Zioli's paid tribute to, New Jersey native Ray Liotta, legendary character actor, known for his career-defining performances in the crime classics like Goodfellas. So just died in his sleep overnight Wednesday into Thursday, filming a movie in the Dominican Republic, just 67 years young. So there are a lot of stars and fans going viral on social media saying, what in the world happened? Healthy guy. So a lot of questions there. Our Phils beat the Braves 4-1, so that was great news for us. And I'll talk about the Sixers franchise because this came as a little bit of a surprise to us, a Philadelphia franchise ranking among the 25 most innovative sports teams in the world. Was that you sucking down the last of your Bloody Mary?
I'm not ashamed.
Sixers.
But this
was so good. The ice is even. Oh man. I have a cough button.
That's
but not
like
a
cruel.
Sip button.
That's cruel.
Well, you should have one.
I know. No, I can't.
Oh,
I'm on until noon.
You're nonsense. Yeah, you not until noon. What is that? Noon. What is that? It's noon somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
It's noon somewhere.
But we had the Boston. This is a Boston group, fan intelligent and market research firm, Sports Innovation Lab, named Philadelphia Business Journal reporting 76ers.
Oliver's great. There's Oliver's
ranking fifth.
Infused
as a pro
with
team.
Bloody Mary.
The good news is our beaches are in good shape.
The beaches will be open.
The beaches will be open, except for a couple, and it's because of that Mother's Day storm. So I'm amazed that they got away, the environmentalists got away with calling it the Mother's Day storm.
It's the birthing person storm.
The birthing person
Thank you.
Storm
Thank
that
you.
Struck us. NBC.
The birthing person storm of 2022.
NBC 10 First Alert forecast today. So there is a rip current statement, by the way, saying be careful when you're swimming, be careful,
be
baby
careful,
mama
baby.
Zeal. Yeah. So today we're at right now in the 60s and foggy. The fog clears and the sun comes out 11 a.m. to about 2-ish and then partly cloudy. The storms and rain don't hit until much later tonight. So we're looking about 9 o'clock tonight. Could be stormy and windy. The rain begins, though, around 6-ish. So heads up if you're driving. Tomorrow, 77 degrees, partly sunny. And then Sunday, 70 degrees. So a beautiful day. Monday's gorgeous and hot. Discover more of Lancaster this weekend. Pack the family in for some farm fun in the opening weekend of Cherry Crest Adventure Farm in Lancaster County. Just a 90-minute drive from Philadelphia. Visit discoverlancaster.com. Plan your getaway. This is Zioli Show News Live.
I mean, I wouldn't go, but all right. Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it.
We love Lancaster.
And we love Dawn's news, don't we? Oh, and the Dawn Show coming up today, 10 to 12. Are you doing it here?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Fantastic. You
can
stay. Double header today. That's a football term. You can
not a football term. Not a football term.
Watch the second show today.
Nope.
Not a football term. Two shows for the price of one. Great admission, right?
Woo!
I'll be going to bed. No, I won't because the kids are here. Never mind.
There's a helium shortage. Is this a big story? Millennial sent me this.
There's a helium shortage.
There's been a helium shortage.
We got a balloon person coming today, don't we? Today in the lobby from what, 12 to 3 to 5. It was way off. 3 to 5. They're going to do balloon animals and things? Oh, the kids will love that.
Yeah.
Patrick, Claire, and Reagan will love that.
No, they're saying we have a helium shortage. So we shouldn't have the helium balloons. Big news.
Well, we're going to have them today, though. Well, yeah. I guess they're not helium, though, are they? Is it helium? That's right. They're their mouth, and then they make them into different objects and that sort of thing.
Were you that little kid that took the helium balloon and then
always
made your voice funny?
The true story, when I was in college, my buddies actually, and this is terrible, I don't approve of this, but they actually stole a helium tank from a dentist's office. Terrible. I do not approve of that.
I'm
telling kids today, do not do that, but they did. They're all highly successful adults now, which is amazing. But like one of them is a hedge fund guy, he's worth millions. But yeah, they stole a helium tank and they would do whippets all the time.
Yeah.
This is what they did back
then.
And it's why brains are not working properly anymore. The helium kills the brain cells.
You used to like suck in and you could hear
You definitely did helium, right?
I mean, it wasn't
Among
helium,
other things.
But it
Greg
was,
definitely.
It was, you could hear your brain cells just popping as you're doing it.
Like when people meet Greg Stocker, they're like, oh, you did helium, didn't you? It's one of the first things they say. Come on in. We got more people coming. It's great. The show goes till 9 today. So, yeah.
It doesn't. No.
We're very happy about that fact. All right. Well, thank you, Dawn. Excellent. 855-839-1210 is the number. At 9 o'clock, Mara Reinstein's going to be here. Mara's great. She's a film critic. And we're going to talk about Top Gun, Top Gun Maverick, the new movie coming out, which is going to be a lot of fun as well. So we are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey.
Woo.
This is an amazing crowd. I'm blown away by this. I love it. Truly fantastic. We will be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
You know, there is no better way to kick off your summer than with a brand new hot tub from my friends at Spring Dance Hot Tubs. We love the Bailey family. Jeff and Diane, they've been with us for so many years. I'm actually surprised Jeff and Diane Bailey are not here right now. But stop by and visit them during their Memorial Day sale. Well, obviously they can't. They're so busy with the big Memorial Day sale. I will tell you, other than being here at the Grand Hotel in Cape May, I just absolutely love my Spring Dance hot tub. Why? Because my husband Larry and I, especially on a Friday night, a weekend night, just getting away from it all. Yeah, Michael's here too. Get away from it all and have a great time. And it's in the privacy of our own backyard. It's really that escape.
All right,
it feels so good.
I have my glasses on.
So during this, we're talking about Spring Dance. During the sale, take home one of their luxurious hot spring spas, Caldera Spas or Tropic Seas Spas. They have hot tubs in stock and ready for delivery, with more coming all summer long. Take advantage of Memorial Day savings on their best-selling hot tubs, or you can check out their swim spas. And unlike a pool, these endless pool fitness systems allow you to swim, exercise, hang out with the family all year long. It has like this a current of its own that you swim against. It's so cool. It's amazing. So that you can use it all year long, no matter the season. Kick off the best summer yet with a brand new hot tub or swim spa or trade-in from Spring Dance Hot Tubs. Visit them in Jamison, Exton, Marlton, New Jersey, Plymouth Meeting, or online at springdancehottubs.com. I promise you, it'll be the best purchase you've made for your home, because you get in that beautiful Spring Dance hot tub and you say, ah, it feels so good. Springdancehottubs.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Good morning, everybody. Fantastic crowd. Wonderful to see everybody. I see a Travis Mannion Foundation shirt back there. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. We had Ryan Mannion on earlier. Monday is Memorial Day. Something very special is going to happen at 9 a.m. this morning at the Grand Hotel. I want to welcome Eugene Huff to the show. Eugene is a corporal, and he's got his Army hat on. We're going to do something very – he's going to do something very special at 9 a.m. Eugene, thanks for joining me this morning.
Rich, thanks very much. It's great to see you in person and your whole crew. Awesome.
Well, we appreciate you and everything you're doing. This is the Legacy Marker Program. And with Monday being Memorial Day, look, you know, it's very important. I can't say this enough, that we remember and honor and pay tribute. I want Monday to be a fun day for everybody. The beach, the carnivals, the arcades, everything. But we have to remember those who've given the ultimate sacrifice and those who are still serving our country. So the Legacy Marker Program is a really fantastic program. So tell us about it.
Well, basically, the program is designed. I'm an educator and a preservationist, and my background in working with special needs kids, I learned early on that each community has a historical narrative. We can use our cemeteries and monuments as an open-air classroom, bringing in vets with PTSD, handicapped youth, youth offenders, instead of picking up trash, get them in working on the monuments. They're going to walk away a more grounded individual. Those individuals that are confined to a wheelchair. The beauty of it, the historical narratives, and it's an American success story. We need it.
Now, what's going to happen at 9 a.m. this morning?
Basically, 5 years ago, I was given a chance to purchase a flag for $500 from the flag lady in Wayne, Pennsylvania. I said, I don't have the money. She said, I will give you the flag, but the request is that it goes to as many locations as possible and conduct flag ceremonies. So it's been to 10 states now. We're getting close to 6,000 people. A week ago, we were at the Sandrino event. It's a veteran who was a ranger from New Jersey. Last day before he headed home to get married, he was shot by an individual. And so that ceremony, each year, we're engaging families. So there's an embodiment for those who have lost lives, but it's also engaging our youth. And the beauty is the kids love it. They've never done it. And again, that's the opportunity. So the goal is to get to as many places as possible. Thanks to Bob and Kelly and the Grant and obviously your show, because this is a win-win. People need it.
I agree with you, and I think it's incredibly important. Now, what is the so special about this particular flag?
This flag itself, because it's traveled to so many locations so far. It was on the USS New Jersey, on a beach before hurricanes. We've had it down at City Hall. But the beauty of the flag is 20 by 30 foot flag. You will line up with white gloves. The idea of you have a
and that'll happen at 9 a.m.
Yes.
White gloves, and they're going to fold it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And unveil it. And basically, we'll unveil it and rotate it 360 degrees, recognize people across the United States and around the world.
And then it's going to fly?
It's going to go to another location.
Okay.
It could go up on a pole, but it's 20 by 30. So
it's massive.
It is a big flag.
Yeah. There's a beautiful flag right there that the Grand Hotel is flying right now. That's a beautiful American flag as well.
And a shout out to the Coast Guard. I walked into the base and they let me in. They weren't sure because I had my Army cap on, but they did. And
here's to the Coast Guard. Absolutely. They have right here in Cape May, New Jersey, the United States Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard was the only unit that came up to Mount Moriah where we had a flagpole dedicated. Took about 4 years to get it done, even though it was free. They came up on sequestration. They said, we have 3 minutes. They flew up in a Huey, opened the trap door, saluted and went back. I'm grateful to the Coast Guard.
That's fantastic. That is really nice. So where is the ceremony happening at 9 a.m.? Second floor sun deck. And everybody's welcome to go and see it. Well, I hope you do. I hope you go and, you know, it's okay to take a break from the show because, honestly, I'm pretty much tapped out anyway at this point.
It's all good. It's an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show. I can't say it enough. I mean, the American flag means so much. My kids had a little school event yesterday, and all the kids stood up to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And I just had like a really special moment when my son, there's my 7-year-old son Patrick, doing the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. It really made me feel happy that the kids are showing that respect. And I think everybody needs to understand what Memorial Day is all about, what the flag's all about. What do you think is one of the most, would you say that the flag raising at Iwo Jima is probably one of the most iconic moments?
It's extremely symbolic because of the whole stories behind that whole event and when it got to that point of the men raising the flag. And the reality was a member of our unit, because we go back to 1774, our unit.
Your unit
there.
Goes back to 1774.
So our standard is down there, the Philadelphia Light Horse Standard. And we were at Trenton.
Wow.
In fact, you're welcome to visit our Army at 22nd and Ranstead. And could I give a shout out for our website?
Please do.
It's legacymarkerprogram.org. And the goal being is that the program to engage youth, I spoke to a public works director, and he said, we'd love to do some projects like this in New Jersey. But the flag ties in with service, engaged in our youth. They are the best patriots.
Yeah.
I've been in tough neighborhoods. These kids love it. They're just looking for that success story. March on.
You know, and you have here a school project timeline, too. So schools really should reach out to you. And I'm going to encourage that for my son's school as well, because I think it'd be wonderful for them. But this is a really important thing, to engage, preserve, protect, and in turn, share the unique historical narratives of our communities, the Legacy Marker Program mission. Well, Eugene Huff, I really appreciate your work, my friend, and I'm honored that you listen to the show. And now tell me about this patch right there. What is that?
This is a South Carolina service patch. I was down there. Somebody took my tunic, which has the First City Troop logo and the bloody bucket, but he left this for me. So I basically have some South Carolina roots, so I carry it. But it's all World War One, World War Two items that I've been wearing.
Those boots are World War Two?
They're World War One era. There were a lot of polo players that signed on for the cavalry, so zippers were appropriate if somebody comes up and asks you.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. And then what's the World War Two artifact you have on now?
The tunic itself and the breeches are that, and then the boots themselves tie in. I'm sort of in a fatigue. My World War Two tunic is below there with the corporal stripes, the bloody bucket on it, but I was given permission by Bob to not don that because it's too hot. Thank you.
Well, I'm grateful that the Grand is going to be part of this ceremony at 9 a.m. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'm honored that you chose our show for it as well, so thank you.
You all are absolutely fabulous. Gets people psyched up. People want to do the right thing.
Eugene Huff, Legacy Marker Program. Thank you so much, my friend. God bless you. All right. Wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. Mara Reinstein will be here at 9 a.m. We're going to talk about Top Gun Maverick. So if that doesn't interest you, definitely go and watch the flag being folded because that's a wonderful thing. I have some other stories here today I wanted to get to before the show ends, which will be over at 9 a.m. this morning. AOC, you know her? That's Bernie Sanders' socialist hottie. He loves AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, now she's going to get rid of her Tesla after Elon Musk and her fought on Twitter. She's not really going to get rid of it. She'd like to get rid of it, but she's not going to. You ever realize now the left is in such a pickle because they love their Teslas and they hate Elon Musk? I saw one the other day. True story. This guy went out there. You're on the phone, sir. Do you need to? is there anybody you want to talk to?
He's booking his wedding.
Us?
He's booking his wedding.
855-839-1210.
That was awesome.
Call the show. Come on. Let's have a chat. Let's have a conversation. It's the first time I've done a live event where somebody's called the show from the event.
That was
so the left now, they hate Elon Musk so much, but they all have Teslas, right? And this is the guy that brought the electric vehicle to the common person. And now they hate him. So they're out there scratching off Tesla and riding in Prius with a Sharpie. You ever get behind somebody driving a Prius? I'd rather get behind somebody driving like a 500 megaton tractor going 2 miles an hour than a Prius. Those cars can't drive. I don't know what it is, but the same people, and if you have one, I apologize, but, you probably have not cut your grass in May. Am I right? You probably have a Hate Has No Home Here sign on your lawn. You're probably not here today, but you are leaving drunken messages for Caitlin. That is the truth right there. Mike from Hamilton, he's got his Zioli Army shirt. Mike, good to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming out today. We appreciate it. You know, you would think with this amazing turnout and all the people that want Zioli Army shirts, we'd have them. Anyway, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. See, now this is such a success, I can take lots of shots at corporate till Monday when they forget all about it. But Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right, Tuesday. We're off Monday.
Yep.
We have a best of show on Monday with Millennials pulling it together, so it'll be every segment that he's in.
That's I'm not Addict Anthony, because that was his motive.
That's a reference. When Bill does the best of show, if he's in it, it makes the best of. It doesn't have to be anything good. Like me ripping on him for the Joe Pesci stuff earlier, that'll be in the best of on Monday. Just because Bill's in it. Am I right, Millennial?
No. Do you want to hear some of the stuff I already have?
Yeah, let's hear it. What do we have?
Okay. We talked about the baby formula skyrocketing. We were one of the first on that. That is on there. Biden's executive order on police reform from yesterday. Democrats' research on ultra MAGA is failing them.
You pulled something from yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah,
Monday.
He went back really far. Bill went really far back into the archives to yesterday to get a best of.
I talked about your segment on federalism winning even amid the SCOTUS leak when it comes to the Roe v. Wade. Pilots are in short supply. That's recent, but it was still a good segment. Privacy rights.
It was yesterday. Also.
It was the 24th. I have it dated. It was this week, but it was not yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Privacy rights don't end with Roe v. Wade.
True.
Sign and date your ballot. And
wow, you really dug deep in the archive.
I'm not done. It's an entire show. I'm not done. I'm doing seven different
tell
things
you what,
today.
Much like Dawn not going to Lancaster, I'm not tuning in Monday.
Wow.
This show sucks.
Then I'll just jump
on. We appreciate all your great work, Paul. You're doing
a great
job.
Thank you.
I only kid because I care and because it's easy to make fun of you. Because I care. That's the truth. All right, sir, you need to call anyone else? You sure?
Only you.
All right. We are live at the Grand Hotel, 855-839-1210. Twitter is going to have to pay a $150 million fine over deceptively collected data. I'll tell you about that. And the Davos attendees, or as we called them yesterday, the Davos Yahoos, they can get burritos for $51, you know, because they really do represent the common man. Lindsey Graham and Bernie Sanders will headline the first in a series of televised policy debates. The Southern Gentleman versus the Vermont Socialist. I can't wait for that. Or as I call that, thank you, Radio Gods. We'll be right back.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You know, there's no place like home. I can't believe 22 years we've been in our home in Chestnut Hill in Philadelphia. And that's why I'm really grateful to Chapman. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, because they've made our home even more beautiful. We just love the new patio doors. That's our most recent installment. But I'm excited to let you know, for the convenience of their mainline customers, this is great news because they've now opened a second design center location right there at the Eagle Village Shops in Wayne. So you can stop by either their original Westchester or Wayne locations. You can see all the amazing options that can be customized, of course. And if you really want to bring the outside in with a spectacular wide open view, ask about the new Nana Wall product. So Chapman has been chosen as the exclusive dealer installer in this area. This is a big deal. If you've ever seen these Nana, N-A-N-A, wall systems, these products, they're just beautiful. So this is the kind of unique Chapman difference I'm always talking about. And the Chapman team, they offer meticulous work, just outstanding service, high-quality products, and the product knowledge, the wisdom, because you can have an awesome high-quality product, but you've got to have the team that knows how to install it properly. And that's the beauty of Chapman. And look, they get it. They're respectful. They listen. And they certainly work within the family budget. And that's important to us, too. Just call or text. They're listening right now. They've been loyal to us for so many years. Family owned and run. 610-431-8898. 610-431-8898. You can always visit them online, chapmanwindowsdoors.com. chapmanwindowsdoors.com. Chapman, the name I trust when it comes to my home. Let them know Dolan sent you.
It is our live Memorial Day show from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Good morning. And thank you for being here today. This is the playlist from the Grand Hotel. Great music. And what was that song, Millennials?
Flag on the Moon by Brad Paisley.
Very nice. Oh, Bob, you're a good man. Bob just gave me my second Bloody Mary.
Ruh-roh.
Hey, FCC, you can bleep my bleep. We are so happy to be here today at the Grand Hotel. It's a wonderful time. Great people we're seeing. I want to thank Officer Brian Reed of the Delaware River Port Authority here today. And thank him for his service. You know, I got a special place in my heart for law enforcement. So, Brian, thanks. Appreciate it. They handle all the bridges, keep them safe for us, so we appreciate that very much. And I travel over those bridges and often speed. So thank you, Brian, again, for being here. All right, we got a lot to do in the 9 o'clock hour, but I want to remind you, on the second floor sun deck, we're going to do the ceremony for the flag. Of course, we'll be on the air, but if you want to go up there, please feel free. It's a wonderful ceremony they're doing at 9 a.m. on the sun deck here at the Grand Hotel. Memorial Day weekend is going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. There's also a very big movie opening today called Top Gun Maverick. We're going to talk to a film critic about it, see if it's worth your money, and we'll do that straight ahead. But I just want to say thank you for being here today. This is a real honor to be here live at the Grand Hotel. We will be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.